Now KRWG News. Good morning. It's 7:45. This is KC Counts. In March, the StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative visited Las Cruces. Every Monday, we're presenting portions of the interviews conducted during the visit. Today, Mark Bartolini, a Vietnam War veteran, is interviewed by StoryCorps facilitator Cecil Davis Vasquez.
You know where I am today? I'm at the Soldiers' Home in Truth to Consequences, New Mexico. What a beautiful place. Jimmy Han, Korean War veteran, reminds me of my grandfather. I got a bunch of people in there. There's an older, there's a woman there that reminds me to get my mom's haircut. Just a lot of real good people. I spent altogether 14 months in Vietnam. I went there as a young Catholic boy, Roman Catholic, brought up, made my confirmation, made all the things that a young Catholic boy does. And I can remember I was in Vietnam, I don't know, a week, maybe 2 weeks, and all these different things were happening one after another. And any belief I had in the Catholic Church, I left right there. What I did was I tried to follow around the guys that were there before me, you know, because that's how you learn. You don't learn by trying something yourself. And I had a lot of good guys before me and a lot of good guys behind me. And my worst experience in Southeast Asia came, I was there nine and a half months, I believe, and we had been out for 3 days. I was TDY with the 1st Cav, and that night was monsoon season, raining everywhere, and we were hunkered down. We were in a rice paddy. We had been there for a little while, and there was all sorts of firing going on around us, and company commander got hit that night in the shoulder, and he was doing okay, and he called in some coordinates, and I don't know if I made a mistake on the coordinates. Nobody ever told me. Nobody really cared. But a couple of rounds wound up short. I don't know if they were from my mistake or the mistake of whatever. 50 children were killed with those two rounds in an orphanage. And it changed my life. It changed me. Man, I thought I could do this without the tears, but, you know, I guess sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And that changed my life. I'm not blaming anything that happened in my life on that experience, but it did change my life. I came out of the military and I was gone. I spent 3 years in the psychiatric hospital in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. It was a locked ward. And it was really a crazy ward. There were homicidal and suicidal people on the same ward, and only the government would put that combination together, but that's what it was, and it was a very bizarre place. My older brother Pete, was a Marine. He served in Turkey along the Russian border. I don't know what happened to my brother Pete, but he's been in prison for 47 years since he got out of the military. Not because of anything he did in the military, but he came out the same way I did, I take it, and he got himself jammed up with a bunch of guys. And in prison to this day, I talk to him every Sunday. He's just the big brother I know. My brother Al's in a psychiatric home in Massachusetts. My sister Patty's a banker. She's done for all the family for years, you know. She's got a huge heart. And my sister Joanne was caught up in this disease that I have, the alcoholism. My brother Pete, my brother Al, you know, it's a family illness. And I found my way out through a program. I am not going to talk about that, but today I haven't had a drink of alcohol for 32 years, and I am so grateful for that. It wanted to kill me, but it didn't. Things of where I am are just so, so good, and it's had so little to do with anything except a lot of prayers, I believe. I firmly believe that. The Truth to Consequences Soldiers' Home is a beautiful place to be today. A year ago, I couldn't say that. I don't know what else to say except, you know, I love the United States of America. I'd do anything for it. My father did, my grandfather did, my brother did, my other brother did, I did. Many before us and many after us. And I just want to say thank you very much for having me. I have enjoyed myself, and I'm going to go get something to eat now.
To hear this segment and the full interview with Mark Bartolini, along with other StoryCorps segments, go to the StoryCorps page in the radio section at krwg.org. Funding for this segment provided by the Heritage Assisted Living, taking COVID-19 precautions and offering specialized care for residents, accepting admission in their 3 sanitized homes. More information, 575-525-9215 or heritage-lc.com.